Hello, my name is Aaron, and I'd like to welcome everyone here in God's enclosed, stationary, circular, flat plane Earth 2, From the Darkness to the Light. In this video, I'm going to discuss the rebellion against God that is in this world. We live in a world that has been deceived into believing that there is no God, or if there is a God, they can believe whatever they want about Him, and most are greatly deceived into thinking that God is just fine with this. But we know from reading the scriptures that this is the furthest thing from the truth. The atheistic worldview that most people walk around believing that they live in, and this goes for most of those who call themselves Christians, they believe we all got here when nothing exploded and created everything. And so-called Christians who don't hold to the scriptures just replace the nothing with their version of God. An atheistic world that tells you that you live on a spinning water rock wobbling on some axis, rotating around the sun as the sun moves through a galaxy, as the galaxy moves through the universe. This is what people believe. And all of this is said by the atheists to be taking place in an ever-expanding vacuum of space. And space can be described more as being hell than it could be anything else. We've got to ask, so why do most people, and I'm speaking to those who claim to be Christians, hold on to this secular worldview when it is in complete opposition to the Word of God? I think it's quite simple. These people don't believe the Word of God to be inspired. They've been convinced, and it's actually a great deception, that they can pick and choose what they want to believe and leave the rest behind. To the atheists, and I don't expect atheists to hold to the scriptures, why would they? They are dead in sins and trespasses and in complete rebellion against God. But in our day and time, it often appears that the majority of those who claim to be Christians live no differently and have no different mindset. They've got the same mindset as the atheists. They've just replaced the nothing that started everything with their version of God. And Satan has been at this a lot longer than any of us. He knows how to deceive. He is the father of lies. Satan has convinced the world that he doesn't exist and that God doesn't exist, all the while leading the rebellion against a God that isn't supposed to exist in the minds of those who are the most deceived. You see, it's easier to deceive someone than to convince them that they have been deceived. In fact, the Word of God tells us that apart from God opening our eyes to His truths, we would all remain in the deception. And if we take a look around, it's easy to see that this is true. The Word of God tells us that mankind is fallen, dead in sins and trespasses, and that we've all broken God's laws. And for this, we are all deserving of wrath for our rebellion against Him. And in John chapter 3, verse 36, it says that if we do not believe in God, then the wrath of God abides upon us. If we don't believe in Jesus Christ, the wrath of God abides upon us. But the Word of God also tells us that God has chosen His people, chosen before the foundation of the world, those whom He has chosen to save out of this wicked world. God is holy and just, and therefore must punish sins, even of those whom He has chosen. The Word of God tells us that in order to save His people from their sins and to appease His own wrath, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, entered into this world as God in flesh to live out the sinless, perfect life that none of us could live, to shed His blood and die on the cross to take the punishment for the sins of His chosen people. Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day, thus ensuring the resurrection and eternal life for His sheep, His elect, those who will believe. And you see, Satan, the prince of the power of the air, and those who follow after him know that they are in rebellion against God, and they know that there is going to be punishment for their rebellion. Satan was kicked out of heaven, where he spent his time accusing the brethren. When he was judged and kicked out of heaven, he was banished to earth, where he is now making war on God's elect, those chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And he now uses those under his control to try and destroy the idea of there even being a God, or that God has set standards that we are all required to live by. Satan works hard trying to destroy the idea of the coming day of judgment on all those whom are not God's elect. And he works hard to convince the world that God's word isn't true about creation, and if possible, he deceived the very elect. But we know that this isn't possible. But we can take a look around and see that he is very hard at work at destroying everything true about God in the minds of those who listen to him. And we can be assured that everyone outside of God's elect will in fact be blinded by this deception. In fact, God will send the blinding onto the non-elect. So when we as believers see most of the world around us on its way to hell, we shouldn't be shocked by it. We as born-again believers must proclaim God's truth and stand firmly on His word. And we must proclaim the gospel of salvation, as this is the means that God has determined to call His elect unto Him. But we must not be so naive as to think that the majority are going to bend to God's word. When we are taught that the majority are walking in the ways of this world in sin and death, and that the carnal mind is at enmity against God and cannot in fact please God. But we know that, as I've stated many times, that we don't know who Christ's sheep are, so we must proclaim the word of God to all men. But I encourage you as born-again children of God, those Christ has atoned for and brought you from death and sins and trespasses into the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, to stand strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm going to read a few passages of Scripture here. I'm going to start in Psalm 93. As always, I will be reading from the Authorized King James Bible. Psalm 93, and I'll be reading the entire psalm. The Lord reigneth, He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith He hath girded Himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods have lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. You see, the prince of this worldly kingdom has spent, you know, this is Satan, has spent most of his time trying to convince you that the Lord doesn't reign, that the throne of the Lord is not established. But in fact, it is the place that Satan would himself like to be. And one way of destroying the truth of God's throne not being established is to destroy the truth of God's creation, as we find in the Word of God, in the minds of those in this world. If Satan can convince the masses that the world isn't established, and that it is in fact constantly moving and wobbling, then he can convince the masses that God's throne isn't established. You see how that works? I hope you can. If he can convince you that God's throne isn't there, then he can convince you that Jesus Christ isn't the Lord and Savior. I hope you can see how this works. Satan knows that his time is short, and he knows humanity better than we do ourselves. Humans in sin love to exalt themselves, just like Satan. And you see, that old devil has used the worldly authorities of science, falsely so called, to convince everyone living in God's creation that Scripture has told us is established and that cannot be moved. Well, Satan has convinced everyone that the world is in fact not established and is constantly moving and is contrary to the Word of God. That old devil has convinced the world that there is no God, that there is no sin, that there is no punishment for sin, and that there will be no judgment for sin. He convinces people that they should be building themselves up little kingdoms here on earth, trying to convince the masses that we are to only worry about and think about right here and right now. They'll say, do what you want. There are no eternal consequences. But there is, in fact, judgment and eternal consequences. John chapter 18, verses 36 through 37 say, Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. You see, the kingdom of Christ is not of this world. It is a spiritual kingdom with the promise of eternal life for God's elect. And are you focused on earthly kingdoms, holding on to the lies of this world while denying the truth of God's word, all so you can fit in with this worldly satanic kingdom? You must ask yourself that. You see, if you are of this world, you will love the things of this world. You will cling to the lies and deceptions because you will prefer the praise of men rather than the praise of God. The kingdom of God is not of this world. Jesus came into this world, God in flesh, to bear witness of the truth, and we can read all about God's truth in the Bible. Jesus says that anyone that is of the truth heareth his voice. We as Christ's sheep will not listen to the voice of another. We can't. We don't know it. And you must ask yourself, if you are holding on to the lies of the world, why? If you deny the truths of God's scriptures to fit in this worldly kingdom, why do you do it? The answer is either the Lord has not called you out of your sins yet, so you haven't heard the voice of God, or that you are not of the truth and you will never hear the voice of the Savior. Those who build up kingdoms in this world, the wealthy, those who seek fame, the deceivers in the world of science, falsely so-called, those in the religious world who go along with whatever is popular and held in high esteem by the prince of this world, you cannot love this world and love God, because you got to know that this world is going to be burned up and all the works in it will be burned up. I'm going to read from 2 Peter chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 3 through 14. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Think about that, folks. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And all of Christ's sheep will come to repentance, and none of us will perish. It's a promise of the Lord. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. In our time, we are living in this world of scoffers walking after their lusts. People say, where is this Jesus? Where is his return? They mock those of us who believe in him and hold to his truths of scriptures. And even those who are supposed to be Christians will mock those of us who stand on the whole truth of the Word of God. And most have decided that since the science of our day has said that the things in the Bible aren't true, then they must deny the Word of God to fit in with the worldly knowledge. There are those who have decided that since it's been so long since Christ said he was going to return, that either he's not returning and we've misunderstood the Scriptures, or that he's already returned in the past. The fact is that Christ has not returned, because on that day that he does, the heavens, the firmament will pass away, and all the elements will melt with fervent heat, and the earth also will burn up and all the works that are in it. This hasn't happened yet. No matter how much the scoffers might want to convince you that this is just some sort of spiritual talk. No, this literally means that this earth and all the works of it will be burned up. The Lord is going to return, folks. If you believe otherwise, you are very deceived. We as God's elect, born-again believers in Jesus Christ, must hold firm to the truths of God in the midst of this wicked generation who mocks God and all the saints of God. We as saints in Christ Jesus must live holy lives, godly lives, and look into the coming day of our Lord. This world has bought the lie from Satan that there is no God. Look, they proved God to be a liar and proved that his throne isn't established. They've done this only in the vain imaginations of those who are under the blinding. They don't think they are going to be judged for their sins, and they are deceived. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 15 say, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You see, folks, Satan, Lucifer, that old dragon, the devil, has convinced most of the world that he either doesn't exist, or, according to the Roman Catholic Church, Lucifer is actually God. Yes, they believe this, and they sing songs of praise to Lucifer, their devil god. And has the devil fooled the people of this world? Oh, yes. But we are told that we are not of this world if we are, in fact, in Christ Jesus. If Christ laid down his life for us, we are not of this world. You see, this world will be burned up and all the wicked works of it. And we know from scriptures that whosoever is not found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire, right along with Satan, death, and hell. Just as those of us written in the book of life from before the foundation of the world have eternal life, and we have overcome by the blood of the pure and spotless Lamb, Jesus Christ. And it's nothing that we have done, as we deserve eternal punishment for our sins. But just as assuredly as that we have eternal life in Christ Jesus, those who are not written in the Lamb's book of life will be cast into the lake of fire as punishment for rebellion against God, for sin and iniquity. And for those of us in Christ Jesus, this is wonderful news. We have the hope and the promise of eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Living in this wicked world will not be easy. It will be difficult. As the world hated our Lord Jesus Christ, we are promised that this world will hate us. But the wonderful news is that we are loved by God. We should rejoice in the fact that our names are written in heaven. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. And I must ask of you, have you heard the voice of God calling you out of this worldly kingdom of darkness that is scheduled to burn up? Have you been born again? Have the eyes of your heart been enlightened by the grace and truth of Jesus Christ? Has your heart been pricked when you heard that gospel? Or are you still caught up in the things of this world? And are you ashamed of the words of God? If you are, you need to ask yourself why. Because rest assured that just as this earth is established that it will not move, the Lord reigneth and his throne is established forever, and he is going to judge this world, and all the things of this world will be burned up, and all those not found written in the book of life will suffer eternal punishment in the lake of fire. The truth of the gospel is either used to draw Christ's sheep to him, or in the case of those who are not of the truth, those who do not hear the voice of God, it is judgment on them. Those who are of Christ go to the light of Jesus, and we have our deeds reproved. And this shows that we've had a work of God in our lives. Those who are not of the truth remain in darkness and will not come to the light to have their wicked deeds exposed. My name is Aaron. This is From the Darkness to the Light. May you all be blessed with all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.